Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat open at 9:02, down 17 and a quarter on the open. March 8:95, down 22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat open at 9:03, down 19 and a half on the open. March 9:10, down 20 and a half. May 8:28, down 17 and a half. July 6:57, down 7 and a half. September 6:64, down 2 on the open. December corn open at 3:44, down 4 and 3 quarters on the open. March 3:61, down 4 and a half. May 3:70 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. July 3:79 and a half, down 4 and a half. December 3:93 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters on the open. November beans open at 9:35, down 8 and 3 quarters on the open. January 9:51, down 11. March 9:65, down 8 and a quarter. May 9:66, down 11. July 9:74, down 9 and a half. November of next year, 9:36, down 9 and a half on the open. October soybean meal opened at 259.70, down 3.20 on the open. December, 266, down 270. October soybean oil opened at 37.80, down 23 on the open. December, 38.35, down 25. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 95.65, down 7.5 on the open. December, 97.80, down 17.5. February, 99.50, down 32.5. April, 99.65, down 20 on the open. October feeders opened at 115.70, down 22.5 on the open. November, 115.50, down 17.5. October lean hogs opened at 58.70, up 50 on the open. December, 58.90, up 52.5. And February pork bellies open at 86.80, down 7.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get into today, I would love to hear your analysis of what happened yesterday and the whys behind it.
You know, the FC Stone group came out with their larger production, and you know, when we do I personally do a call around at some of our facilities, and the feeling is that I think that it could even be close to 160 bushel corn crop, and I think we could even have it up as high as a 43.5 bushel bean crop. So we do have, you know, the feeling, I think, is that the commodity funds bought and bought and bought. They were playing a game where they thought there'd be more ethanol demand, more demand with the cheap dollar. The commodity funds were quite long. We basically get the feeling that the dollar basically strengthened. Gold, silver, crude oil all fell down. Other countries in the world, Russia and the EU, were even selling wheat on export deals. Been buster crop in the Midwest, and there was a 4 in front of a lot of those July futures and a 10 in front of some of those beans. And, you know, whenever you have 200 bushel corn and 650 to 5 to 60 bushel beans over the Midwest, it sends a signal. And I think there was massive profit-taking. The farmer is bullish. The market was overbought, and the market slid.
Let's look at some particulars then from now forward. I'm looking at the December corn chart right now, Paul. which shows that we had our contract high of 435 in June, and then by 5 weeks later, and toward the end of July, we were all the way sliding down to 324.5, which was the July low before this move that we had upwards, which capped in the last last week. And I'm wondering, because of the ease that it went down from June to July, that 5 week period, is there a possibility that we're going to see a similar kind of scenario develop in the current time frame?
Well, we're definitely in a downtrend. We're below the 40-day moving average with this bin buster crop. Even the most bullish forecasters are now saying a 2 billion bushel carryover, and if we reduce ethanol feed usage and get the yield up close to 160, we could even be looking at a 2.5 billion bushel carryover. You just basically take a little white out and say we're not bidding for acres anymore. You know, that was something we pushed hard at the Farm Progress Show. The market caught a hold of that concept, and we went on this merry ride to, you know, $4 in corn and $10 on soybeans. The wheat market also helped propel this thing, and the private weather forecasters are talking about some rain in Australia. Not a lot, but some, and a worldwide influence on lots of new crop wheat acreage, not only in the U.S., Europe as well, probably Russia also. So to answer your question, I don't think it necessarily means we have to have a V-bottom in here. The ethanol margins are being squeezed a little bit. We need an energy bill that mandates more ethanol usage. So it's going to take... Historically, we just, at this price level, there's a 3 in front of the market, not a 2. And, you know, we have to probably build a demand base, and that does take some time. And it's not just an overnight quick snap of the finger at these higher price levels.
So what do you think that implies then for prices, say, let's not go out too far, but between now and next Friday's report?
Well, I don't think there's any reason why we have to trade above 350 basis the December futures, Dave. I don't see why, we just don't need to build a price rally, particularly when we're looking at a bin buster crop that's probably going to grow on the next 3 production estimates to get higher. I mean, the yields are just that big.
Do the July lows hold then, maybe? They're 324.5.
I think that's a logical area. One thing that we have to know that, you know, in the 1970s when the Chinese and Russia bought the world grain supply and surplus, we know now that the world understands that they have to fertilize these crops, and that's one reason why we're seeing fertilizer prices explode. And, these Chinese and Indians and Brazilians and Russians are starting to learn how to put fertilizer on like we do in central Illinois. So the other factor I think we have to know is that in the 70s we saw this 800 billion bushels of grain disappear out of the United States with a cheap dollar, and now we have a cheap dollar, and we hope that increased demand takes place. One of the factors is we did have an early harvest with southern corn crop yields being excellent, but at the same time, this distiller's grain is backing up into the system, and that's causing also some more feed demand going to distiller's grain instead of corn. All this adds up to a major problem with exports, industrial usage, and feeding.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the soybeans, Paul. And let me ask you if you think $9 is a buying opportunity.
Well, that's a good question, Dave. You know, we think that there's probably going to be 8 to 10% more beans planted in South America, Brazil. And that's based on the South American farmers probably paying back his fertilizer bill. It's profitable to raise $9 beans in Central Illinois or in Argentina or the Mato Grosso or Santa Fe or... Rio Grande do Sul. So it's the green light is on for production in South America. there's a 9 in front of these beans, and of course there are some substitutes in the soybean feeding area like lysine and corn gluten feed. So, you know, there is substitutes out there for high-priced soybean meal. It's hard to use soy diesel in the mix. I guess Europe is basically using a lot of soy diesel and bio-renewable fuels. Our general impression is that you have to be careful. Timing is going to be very important, and general impression is that with the yields getting larger, a person can be patient with the basic trend in corn lower. And bigger yields, a person just has to wait and just see how low the soybean market does go. But we really, I don't think, with a 330 million carryover and maybe 350, we're not as nervous about a carryover level than we were when the bean price carryover was like 220 million bushels. There's a big difference in just 130 or 150 million bushels of extra carryover in beans.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Bye. Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.